When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, Venus enters Taurus and Mars enters Aries. We're going to be talking all about that. But in case you missed it, last week we had a full moon in Scorpio and yay, Mercury retrograde came to an end last week. So if you want to know more about how that affects you and you missed it, then definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about the new moon in Taurus and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So Venus enters Taurus on April 29th at 7:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know, Venus is the planet that rules beauty, relationships, and creativity. When Venus enters the practical and grounded sign of Taurus, there is a greater appreciation for comfort, luxury, and anything that feels good for the soul during the transit. You might notice during Venus in Taurus that you're more likely to indulge in things like really good food, nice luxurious experiences, self-care. All of that becomes significantly more appealing since Taurus is also associated with stability and security and being grounded. While Venus is in Taurus, there's a focus on building and maintaining stable relationships that are based on trust and loyalty.
How this affects you. When Venus is in Taurus, it's going to bring more of a focus to our values and what really matters. This is a good time to reassess your priorities, to focus on building up your self-worth, and to align your choices and decisions with things that bring you fulfillment. This is also a good time to spend time outdoors because Taurus is an earth sign. For example, this is a good time to garden, go for a nice walk, and do anything else in nature.
Why this matters? Venus entering Taurus matters because it brings a shift in energy that emphasizes stability. It's a time to really indulge in life's pleasures, nurture our relationships and our surroundings, and also cultivate that sense of security. But at the same time, Venus in Taurus is a really good opportunity to be focusing on our finances and what we feel comfortable with financially, since Venus does deal with our finances as well. When it comes to anything that is related to our finances, as well as our relationships and our creative side, Venus in Taurus is an ideal time to focus on building that solid foundation and approaching things from a very grounded perspective.
Something you might not know is that Venus is at home in the sign of Taurus. This means that it feels the most comfortable and able to express itself the most fully when it's in that sign. So this makes Venus in Taurus a good time to do anything Venus related. As we mentioned, this could be a good time to embrace your creative side, spend time with others, and to reflect on your finances.
If you're wondering how long this transit lasts, Venus enters Gemini on May 23rd at 4:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between April 29th and May 23rd to enjoy Venus in Taurus.
And per usual, certain signs will be affected more than others. The signs that are most affected are Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
And since this is a Venus transit, certain rising signs are more likely to find love while Venus is in Taurus. And those rising signs will be Capricorn rising, since Venus will be in their fifth house of romance, and Scorpio risings, because Venus will be in the seventh house of relationships. And that is rising sign only. There are some key dates that you're going to want to pay attention to while Venus is in Taurus. The first one will be May 1st. Venus is square Pluto. This aspect can bring some intensity when it comes to our relationships, our creativity, and our finances. However, since Pluto is a transformative planet, any issues that might arise in regards to maybe control or our sense of empowerment may prompt you to look within and understand where these things are coming from, so that way we can grow and learn from it.
And then on May 13th, Venus will be sextile Saturn. This aspect is going to bring us a sense of stability in your decision-making and relationships. There can be more of a focus on commitment and long-term planning. There is a sense of maturity and responsibility in your interactions with others and in your spending and investing habits.
And then on May 18th, Venus will conjunct Uranus. Venus conjunct Uranus can bring some spontaneity or unexpected developments in our relationships, finances, and our artistic journey. It's a time to really embrace change, explore new experiences, and maybe break free from any old patterns that were holding you back. There is definitely a stronger desire for expressing your individuality in regards to your finances and your relationships.
And then on May 23rd, we have two aspects. Venus will conjunct Jupiter and Venus will sextile Neptune. This happens in the morning before Venus enters Gemini in the afternoon. With Venus conjunct Jupiter, this is going to bring a sense of joy and optimism when it comes to Venus related themes such as our relationships and finances. This is a good day to be social and to do the things that you enjoy. On that same day, Venus also sextiles Neptune, which is going to bring a sense of compassion and empathy to our relationships. It also can increase our intuition and spirituality. This makes it a good day to be creative and to be kind to others.
The next thing that happens this week is Mars enters Aries on April 30th at 11:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, Mars is the planet of action, energy, and our ability to assert ourselves. And Aries is a very bold sign that likes to take initiative. So when Mars enters Aries, there's a sense of drive and energy, encouraging us to take action, pursue our goals, and assert ourselves confidently. However, since Aries can be very spontaneous, when Mars is in Aries, there's a tendency to be a little bit impatient and somewhat restless. So it's going to be really important that while you are taking action and starting new goals and new projects, that you're also taking a second to pause and consider any consequences that might come without careful planning.
How this affects you. Mars in Aries will encourage you to be brave and assertive as you are going about life and doing things. This is a good time to take risks and to push yourself to go outside of your comfort zone. Aries energy embraces challenges, so you can expect to overcome them with a sense of confidence. Aries energy is also very independent and motivated, so you might find that there's more of a desire to take the lead and start out on new projects.
So why this matters? Mars entering Aries matters because Aries is the sign of new beginnings and fresh starts. So when Mars, the planet of action, enters Aries, there's a powerful alignment of energy that really propels us forward towards our goals with determination and courage.
Something you might not know is that Mars is at home in the sign of Aries. So this means that we have both Venus and Mars entering their home signs. While Mars is in Aries, you can expect all Mars-related things to go very smoothly. This is a time to embrace any challenges and to face them head on, while continuing to pursue the things that you are passionate about.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Mars will enter Taurus on June 9th at 12:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That could be June 8th if you're on a different coast. So you have between April 30th and June 8th/9th to experience Mars in Aries.
Certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs that are most affected by Mars in Aries are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
There are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mars is in Aries. The first is May 3rd. Mars will sextile Pluto. Mars sextile Pluto empowers us to pursue our goals with determination. It's a time to become empowered in your life. And the alignment adds an extra level of intensity and drive needed in order to make significant progress in our goals.
And then on May 18th, Mars will be conjunct the North Node. This aspect is asking us to align our actions with our long-term goals and purpose in life. This is a good time to take initiative, to step outside of your comfort zone, and to align the things that you are doing today to set yourself up to achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. It also will enhance your courage and confidence as you are taking action.
And the last thing that happens this week is Pluto stations retrograde in Aquarius on May 2nd at 1:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that Pluto is an outer planet, so this retrograde will be felt more on a societal level rather than a personal one. But typically during Pluto retrogrades, we're reassessing any changes that we've made in society, since Aquarius rules over technology, the internet, and our friendships. Pluto retrograde will have an opportunity to reassess the progress we've made in our friendships, our relationship with the internet, and technology as well.
This matters because it is the last time that Pluto is going to retrograde from Aquarius into Capricorn. So the retrograde period starts with Pluto in Aquarius, and then eventually it will go back into the sign of Capricorn. When it re-enters into Capricorn, that's the beginning of the final phase of the Pluto in Capricorn cycle, because once it stations direct, it will continue into Aquarius and then not go back into Capricorn for a while. So again, this is going to eventually close out the Pluto in Capricorn cycle.
And that is it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking all about the new moon in Taurus. So if you want to know more about that, then make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening, and make sure you have the notifications turned on so you don't miss when we post next week's episode. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.